Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Inspector Singh Investigates the Singapore School of Villainy by Shamini Flint, published by Patarkas Press in 2010. Today is all about murder, race relations, and secrets in the international city-state of Singapore. Inspector Singh is an embarrassment to the Singapore police force, or so his boss tells him, and his wife agrees. Singh is a portly, sweaty Sikh with a turban, white running shoes, and a love for cigarettes and beer, but he's also the best homicide detective on the force. Mark Thompson is a partner at an international law firm. He calls a meeting of his fellow partners on a Friday night, and when Annie and Quentin are first to arrive, they find their senior partner dead at his desk with his head smashed in. Singh is brought in to investigate. The law offices are on a secure floor, so only those with security passes can access it, but the CCTV footage in the building is broken. Singh's boss puts pressure on him to resolve it as soon as possible. It's the recession, and Singapore needs to protect its reputation for business. The focus shifts to the victim's wives, his current wife, who was once his maid, and his still distraught ex-wife. And to complicate matters further, one of the partners at the scene is a relative of Inspector Singh's wife, which means she's sticking her nose into the investigation as well. As Singh delves deeper, he uncovers insider trading, affairs, drug addiction, prostitution, and other embarrassments the lawyers would prefer to keep quiet. And yet, this means there is no shortage of suspects. Now, there's one line in this book which aptly describes the whole story. Singh describes the case as being like a kue lapis, an Indonesian steamed layer cake, with layer after layer of secrets and lies. The suspicion moves from one character to another. Everyone has motive and opportunity, and I was left guessing who the murderer was right up until the last few pages. The Singaporean context adds even more layers of complexity to the story. As an international city attracting people from all over the world, there's a tense relationship between the races simmering just below the surface, as well as the local tensions between the Malays, Chinese, and Indians. Singapore is also a very conservative country, with the death penalty for drug trafficking and murder, as well as laws criminalising homosexuality. Inspector Singh is a lovable character, reminiscent of a Poirot or a Columbo, bumbling through his investigations, sweating and craving a beer. He presses on with his investigations despite the interference from his commander and his wife, and he never doubts his own abilities to solve the crime. I found this book when searching for cozy mysteries, and while the book does have some elements of a cozy, the murders happen off stage, and there is a quirky kind of comical detective, it is still very dark and interesting. The unique backdrop of Singapore and the backstabbing ways of the lawyers creates a tension and intrigue, which means that anyone is capable of murder. The different traditions and cultures of the international cast of characters adds an extra element of interest, from the Sikh Inspector Singh to the Filipina Mrs. Thompson to the British expat lawyers, the Chinese Singaporean police commander, and more. So if you like office politics, quirky detectives, international race relations, beer and pakoras, I highly recommend Inspector Singh Investigates the Singapore School of Villainy by Shamini Flint. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.